Moore, as the head of planning and regulatory policy relating to the relevance of convictions for hackney carriage, private hire drivers, and pleasure boatmen and paper bee. And I will now hand over to.
Thank you, Chairman. Before you, members, is a paper relating or requesting the approval of the policy which is attached to Appendix A. For Appendix 1, you to recommend the Executive for approval in March. The policy lays out different types of convictions and how we would take them into account if we receive applications for hackney carriage or private hire drivers or boatmen who drive similar, it's basically a boatman who's a taxi on water. The policy is needed to be updated due to the changes in the Rehabilitation of Offenders Act. As you will see in the policy, it does detail a number of convictions in quite detail and provides officers and those applying for those licences what we would expect from the first application and how we would deal with them subsequently thereafter. I believe the policy is quite well laid out, and I also believe all the information you need to know is contained within the report or the policy. My recommendation is to recommend approval to the Executive, and I'm happy, along with Mrs. Gregory, to take any questions the committee may have regarding this report or policy. Thank you, Chairman.
It's just a quickie, Chairman, thank you. It may be me, I'm a bit thick, but we have repeated through here applicants with convictions, etc., etc., resulting in the licence being refused or revoked, immediately followed by a new licence application will not be considered. So, is it the wording or something that doesn't mean not? Quite understand what I appreciate what's intended, but I wonder if the wording is quite clear enough.
Can you refer to me what section it was, Councillor Eccles? Sorry, it'd be quicker if you've got it in front of you.
Well, I'm looking at 351, 352.
Thank you.
362, 367. It has the same reference each time to application being refused, etc. And then a new license will not be considered.
I think we have the answer for you, Councillor Eccles. 351, applications where convictions for indecent exposure, indecent assault, etc., etc., sexual result in a licence application being renewed or revoked.
Being refused.
Refused or revoked. That would be if this is a renewal or that's actually in existence. I can see what you're saying. It probably does need a little bit of tinkering with that. 352, obviously, it explains that once they've been convicted of that offence, they need to have a period of 3 years until they can reapply. So yes, we do need to do that. Thank you.
Councillor Barry.
Yeah, following on from that, it doesn't mean that after 3 years they'll automatically be granted a licence, does it? They'll still have to apply and be considered.
Yes, Councillor Barry, they would still have to fill out the relevant forms and make the application and still carry out the necessary checks thereafter. And then we would make an informed decision as officers, or we would bring it back to the panel, the committee, for the subcommittee for a decision if we feel we're not quite comfortable with granting that licence.
Councillor Eccles.
How quickly and how are you informed that they've been charged with something or proved guilty of something? When does that come into effect?
On application, as a new application, they're not granted a licence until they've completed the DBS check, which is the old form of CRB check. From that information, we get an up-to-date information on the list. If they're convicted during a period where they hold a licence, both licences, both the boatman and the Hackney carriage licence, is an inform. You have to inform that you hold that licence or in that profession. So they should need to detail that directly to the magistrate's court. And the police will also inform us. We regularly updated with offences which be committed by these licence holders from either the police or through the magistrate's court. Justin was looking at me too. So it is quite a quick response. Some of the CRB checks or the DBS checks do take a while to come back. That often would indicate that there are that person has a criminal record.
Thank you. Councillor Hayes.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a question of when somebody gets a licence for operating a boat, is there any age limit to that licence?
No, there's not at the current time. We're actually looking at reviewing the current boatman licence policy that's in the process of being drawn up as we talk at the moment, and we'll be looking at that within that policy. But at the moment, there's no age restriction. There is no age restriction for Hackney carriage drivers.
Yeah, but there is an age restriction on being a driver.
It would tie in with the medical provisions and everything else. A taxi driver needs to undertake a certain medical to enable them to drive a taxi.
Yeah, but you couldn't get a 10-year-old driving a taxi on the road, but you can have a 10-year-old driving a boat.
Sorry, Councillor Howe, I thought you said maximum, not minimum.
Minimum, that's right.
There would be a minimum age. I'm not 100% sure exactly what that is now. I'd have to check with legislation. But I was sure there would be. They also have to hold a qualification to enable them to do so. So I need to, I can get back to you on that. I don't have that information here for you.
It's just so I've seen youngsters driving, I'm not saying they were carrying passengers, but I've seen youngsters driving massive great power boats and couldn't have been more than about 10 or 11. It just frightens me if they get full up with passengers and they're driving boats.
I think to be sure that we probably wouldn't be looking to licensing anyone of that age, Councillor Howe. It would be there would be a minimum age, and that would probably be around about 18, 19, 20. But I need to check that. I can't give you that answer at the moment, but it certainly wouldn't be people of that age.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor. If I could just come in on that one. Would a boatman have to have any qualifications, like could he swim? And would he have to have any life-saving calculations?
Chairman, I think that we're actually discussing the convictions policy, not necessarily a boatman's policy. And I think it would be useful that once we create that boatman license, that policy, that it will come to the committee where these types of questions can be asked and dealt with. I think we need to stick to the convictions policy as in front of you.
Right. I accept your comments with good grace.
I was going to say, carrying on that, would the same rules apply to that horse-drawn Hackney carriage?
You will see that the convictions policy would apply to that as well, because a horse-drawn carriage driver is an omnibus under a Hackney carriage licence, and you'll see that in the taxi policy later, that there is that always included within that policy.
Any more questions? I might make one comment, which I don't normally, but there's quite a lot of typos in this document, and some of them almost we have to think about what it actually meant. It perhaps would be better if I raised it rather than the policy be printed and then somebody at cabinet, raises it. Right.
Thank you, Chairman, how would you propose to raise those with me? Do you want to do that in the meeting or outside through committee services?
You can go through my papers and see the ones I've underlined if you like. I think I will leave that to the good judgment of the clerk and type it. We'll have another look at it.
Thank you, Chairman.
Right, well, if nobody's got any more questions. Reg, you got another question?
No, could I move option one with the alteration that Councillor Eccles suggested?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Seconded. All those in favour?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Chair.
Thank you very much. And then we go on to the next.